today from the Ohio Newsroom, new ways for traditional and solar farms to work together. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Renewable energy in Ohio is about to ramp up. The Ohio Power Siting Board says over 24 utility-scale solar farms were approved this year. Those farms will need upkeep, and not just of the panels. Solar companies will need to manage weeds and shrubs on the land itself. And that's a difficult task, considering mowers are expensive, can release lots of carbon emissions, and sometimes struggle to fit around and under solar panels. Enter the humble sheep. WISO's Alejandro Figueroa has been reporting on solar grazing and so-called agrivoltaics, and he joins us now to discuss. Hey, Alejandro.
Hi, Claire.
So how exactly does this sheep mowing work?
So solar companies need to submit a plan for how to manage vegetation when they're going through the application process through the Ohio Power Siting Board. That's just a state agency tasked with approving these types of projects. And these are huge solar farms that range from hundreds to thousands of acres. And contracting someone to mow all that land can be expensive. Mowers might not fit between or underneath the solar panels. It's loud. Plus, if you're a solar company generating renewable energy, but you go ahead and use gas-powered mowers and you're emitting tons of carbon emissions, it kind of defeats this idea of sustainability. But sheep don't produce those kinds of emissions. They graze, and it could be more cost-effective for those solar companies. It's called solar grazing, and it's a variation of agrivoltaics. And that's just the use of land for both food and solar energy production. And it matters because one of the arguments against solar is that it takes usable land from traditional farming.
So what could this mean for livestock farmers in the state?
Right. So this year, Ohio, like you mentioned earlier, Ohio approved over 24 utility-scale solar farms, including one in Madison County that, if approved at 5,000 acres, could be one of the country's biggest utility-scale solar farms. And the reason why this is significant to livestock farmers, particularly sheep, is because it allows them to expand at a time when buying or renting land to then make a profit is almost impossible, especially if you're a beginning farmer or a black and brown farmer. I mean, the average price per acre for Ohio farmland right now is over $8,000. So you're basically doubling up on land use. You're generating energy, but you're also producing a source of food.
So solar grazing is one example of, you know, agrivoltaics, as you said. Might we see other solar ag combos in Ohio soon?
Yes and no. There are other examples of agrivoltaics, but few are as well researched or as straightforward as solar grazing. The way someone explained it to me is that crop production under solar is a nut that researchers haven't quite figured out how to crack. So there's some more research that needs to be done in that area, which is actually happening through Ohio State University right now, but it's certainly early days.
WISO's Alejandro Figueroa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Claire.
Market your organization while supporting important statewide journalism by sponsoring the Ohio Newsroom. Your message will be heard by thousands across Ohio daily during Today from the Ohio Newsroom segments. For more information, please email Kyle Wilson at kyle.wilson@ohionewsroom.org.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.